point made by Mr. Ferrari this morning about the absence of long-distance connections to airport hubs, which was really possibly detracting from modal transfer, from people completing a longer journey by air, by going to rail for the final stages and so on. And I therefore think that what's missing in the first definition, which is the section ending with the words local intermodal solutions, in other words, ending just before the final sentence of the first paragraph on the screen, what is missing is a reference to using the services of other modes. It seems to me that one of the role of international hubs will be to make life easier for passengers, passengers who may be going somewhere which they haven't been to before, traveling through a hub they haven't been using before, traveling through a territory they've not used before. And I sort of think around Europe, and I can think of places like Schiphol, I think of Frankfurt Flughafen railway station, Charles de Gaulle, all of which have good rail connections, but are really quite poor in terms of hubbing facilities of the sort one might expect to see at a major international cross-modal hub. So I've been thinking about the wording that we have, and I wonder whether we might, if one accepts that we're not trying to think in silos, that we're not just trying to think about rail and then other ancillary local services, but we're trying to think about journeys that people make, trying to make journeys more practical, easier to make for people, improving utility. I think we need to pick up on air-rail connectivity, or the potential of air-rail connectivity, of perhaps extracting from the present air market a part of that which can complete its journey, originate part of its journey by rail. And therefore, Chair, I wonder whether if one adapted the last, six words of the definition to say something like, providing connections to national long and or short distance services and to the services delivered by other modes, including local services. And the key part is, and to the services delivered by other modes, because that then opens the door for connections to ferry services or airline services. I think that, you know, the basic point is, does one conceive of rail as being a very, very valuable element of a more integrated journey network? Or do we just want to consider it as a mode in isolation? And I would argue that no, the former is the way forward. And whatever one might think about the limitations of air travel from a green point of view, one needs really to provide the facilities that make it easy for people to make that transfer between air and rail and therefore behave more sustainably. And I hope the wording I've suggested might get towards that possibility. So I've suggested adding on at the end of that line, to the services delivered by other modes, comma, including local services. Thank you.